This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Let's set the starting lineups first for the Hilltoppers of Hillsboro. Head coach Joe Vanzo in his 10th year, assisted by Chase Conner, Jeremy Conner, and Chad Zimmerman. Today for the Toppers, they roll with Jace Teakin, a 6'2 junior, Nick Andre, a 6'1 senior, Drake Vogel, a 5'11 sophomore, Dylan McCamick, a 6'1 senior, and Gavin Matouche, a 6'2 sophomore. For Hillsboro, Teakin, Andre, Vogel, McCamick, and Matouche. Toppers enter 5-12 on the year. For the Taylorville Tornadoes, their head coach Ryan Brown in his fifth year, assisted by Jason Hadley and Trent Erlenbush. The Tornadoes today go with Raiden Gideon, a 6-foot senior, Sean Jakowski, a 6'4 junior, Tyler Heimnis, a 6'4 senior, Jace Bergschneider, a 6-foot senior, and Wyatt Shirley, a 6'1 junior. For Taylorville, it is Gideon, Jakowski, Heimsness, Bergschneider, and Shirley. Taylorville enters 7-9 on the year. They have lost their last five ball games. Taylorville in the home white uniforms as the 3 seed, trimmed out in the purple and the yellow. Tornadoes in purple lettering across the front. Hillsboro on the road, orange uniforms today. Toppers in black lettering across the front with the black numerals. It will be Bergschneider to jump for Taylorville. Matouche into the center circle here at Litchfield for the Toppers, and the 2020 Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational underway. The tap is controlled by the Toppers, and they will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for Taylorville as Vogel handles out front with the left hand, shovels it off to Andre. His pass across the foot of McCamick tipped out. It'll stay with the Toppers, as getting their hand on that basketball was Tyler Heimsness, the 6'4 senior. Jakowski goes 6'4", Heimsness goes 6'4". Here's Vogel, leaves it for Teakin between the circles. He's checked out there by Gideon on the left wing with Vogel. He's being guarded by Shirley. Drake, top of the key with Teakin. Jace Teakin picks up the dribble, leaves it back now for Drake Vogel, way out on the left wing. In the corner it goes to Matouche, being checked by Jakowski. Top of the key now with Andre. Left wing with Matouche. Topper showing the patience. Gavin, dribble drive way too strong on the layup. Anticipated contact that never came. Tornadoes on the fly. Bergschneider underhand shovels to Gideon. And Raiden will pull it back out. And Taylorville will reset the offense. Out front with Bergschneider. He's being guarded by Teakin in the topper man-to-man. Jace on the pick and roll. Dumps to Jakowski off the window. It's good. And the first bucket of the 2020 Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational belongs to Sean Jakowski of Taylorville. Tornadoes get another hand on a basketball, deflected out. It'll be topper ball. Hillsboro will need to be strong with the basketball here today. Into the hands of Drake Vogel with the sideline trigger. He handles just right side of the key. Right wing now with Jace. Teakin puts it on the deck. It's a high ball screen and a moving screen on Dylan McCamick. He leveled a Taylorville tornado that time. It was Wyatt Shirley. So McCamick's first, team's first turnover. And back to Taylorville it goes with 6:42 for the opening quarter. Brett Teakin just sitting across the way from our broadcast position here, watching his son Jace. Teak will be off to Highland for the Lady Toppers tonight as they will take on Civic Memorial. Actually, they'll take on Breeze Modern Day. Civic Memorial won earlier today. There's Gideon from the heart of the lane, raises up and knocks it down 4-0. Taylorville with the lead. Here's Andre handling right elbow, crosses over, muscles up in the paint, and draws the foul. They'll get Bergschneider with his first, and it will send Nick Andre to the free throw line. And the Toppers play Breeze Modern Day, 7 o'clock tonight over at the Highland Girls Tournament. Lady Toppers have been going over there for a long, long time. Free throw for Andre is good. And the Toppers on the board. That makes it 4-1 Taylorville. Haven't even played 2 minutes here in the opening game of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Andre's second free throw is good. He gets the pair. And here comes Taylorville quickly in the front court. Bergschneider lobs down to Jakowski. Nice catch right at the left side of the rim. Lays it up and in. Now we're going to get a delay of game warning on Sean Jakowski as he took that ball through the net and then threw it, or underhand shoveled it back towards the baseline, and it bounced off the mat. So that's a delay of game warning. That happens again by any Taylorville player, and it will be a technical foul. You just let the ball come out of the net, hit the floor, let the team that's taking it the other way handle the ball from there. So a delay of game warning for touching the ball out of the net by the Tornadoes. It's 6-2. Here's Andre, top of the key. Leaves it off for Vogel. Vogel, right side of the volleyball spike line, leaves it back for Matouche. They've yet to put the 2 points up on the board. The bucket counts. Andre spins, too strong, almost banked it in, and the rebound down to the Tornadoes and Heimsness. Left wing, Jakowski wants the three. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Nick Andre. Andre, Topper senior, playing in his final McGraw Invitational. Lost the handle, tripped up, turned over. Long outlet to Bergschneider. He tracks it down. Oh, it's good for Raiden Gideon. Bergschneider saved it off the baseline. Right to Gideon, and the Toppers need a timeout. We have 5:20 to play in the opening quarter. Taylorville leading Hillsboro 8-2. We're back to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational here at Litchfield inside Simmons Gymnasium on this windy Saturday afternoon. The first of four games here in Litchfield. Pena and Ramsey next. Triad and Mount Zion at 5:30. McGivney takes on Gateway Legacy coming up at 7 o'clock tonight to close out day one of the Invitational. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsboro brings it into the front court with Drake Vogel. He leaves it off for Tekin. Jace dribble drive baseline, cut off, gets it out to Matouche on the left wing. That last bucket by the Tornadoes was fantastic. The lead pass from Bergschneider was too far, but in the dead sprint, right on the baseline, he saved it, threw it behind his back, right to Gideon, who laid it up and in. So great hustle by both Bergschneider and Gideon, led to that bucket for Taylorville. Again, the Tornadoes deflect the ball out with those active hands defensively, and Hillsboro maintains possession. Sideline trigger in the front court. Out with Nick Andre. Out at that volleyball spike line. Working on Shirley. Leaves it off for Brock Bellever, who's checked in. Brock, a 6'3 senior. He's replaced McCamick. Andre handling out front. Crosses over. Jump stop. Rises up. Stripped in there. And another lead pass. Bergschneider goes up, and he missed the layup, but the offensive rebound to Shirley. He outfought three Toppers for it, and a reach-in foul on Drake Vogel. Three orange jerseys back there, and it's Wyatt Shirley that comes down with the rebound for Taylorville. Baseline out of bounds for the Tornadoes. They're quicker to the ball right now. The inbounder, Heimsness, lines up the three ball out of the left corner pocket and rimmed it out, and the rebound down to Bellever. Here come the Toppers with Tekin in the corner to Vogel. Drake all the way under the rim, kicks it off to Matouche in the right corner. Gavin back to Bellever. Brock open, 4-3, fouled on the release. Three free throws for Brock Bellever. They will get Tyler Heimsness on the personal, caught him right on the wrist on the release. 4:16 for the opening quarter. 8-2 Taylorville. Three free throws for Brock Bellever. First toss is off the heel, too strong. Both of Hillsboro's points from the foul line. They do not have a field goal, just about midway through the opening quarter. Second free throw for Brock, rimmed out. He's missed the first two. He'll get the third. Fighting Illini basketball for you this afternoon. Coming up in about 20 minutes, 3 o'clock. 105-3 the Ox hosting Northwestern. Bellever gets the third, so he makes one of three. It's 8-3 Taylorville. As the Tornadoes have the ball into the front court. Off it goes to Tyler Heimsness. Back to Jakowski. Into the hands of Bergschneider. That's a deep three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Matouche. Outlet to Vogel. Here comes Drake. He's going to stop, pop, and knock. Drake Vogel buries the three ball off the left wing. Boy, he was hot the other night against North Mac. Here's Bergschneider. Gets to his spot there about 7 feet left side. Puts it up and in. Jace Bergschneider's first bucket. And it's 10-6. Taylorville, 3:40 for the opening quarter. When Vogel's feeling it, he can shoot with anybody in the area. He's that good. Just a sophomore. He's got the long orange shirt, long sleeve shirt, under the road topper jersey today. Here's Bellever, top of the key with Matouche. Gavin Matouche into the hands of Drake Vogel on the right wing. Top of the key to Tekin on the curl. One dribble, pulls up foul line. Air ball, and the rebound down underneath to Taylorville, and Jakowski, they push quickly. Gideon rises and knocks it for 15. Raiden Gideon has six for Taylorville. 12-6, Tornadoes doubling up the Toppers. Here's Matouche in the left corner. Steps through the double team and draws the foul. Third team foul on Taylorville. And the personal foul going to go on Jace Bergschneider. That's going to be Jace's second. That's going to get Ryan Brown into his bench. Luke Markwell checks in, 5'11 sophomore, replacing Bergschneider. Also, Bryce Frederick is into the action, 6'2 sophomore for the Tornadoes, as Tyler Heimsness came out. In the left corner with Andre. Off to Jace Teakin, top of the key with Vogel. Inside of 3 minutes for quarter number one. Drake off to Teakin. Jace to the right elbow, back to Belliver. Brock wants the three, missed it, and the rebound down to Taylorville. They want to push. Here comes Markwell. Leaves it off on the wing for Joukowsky. That pass is tipped, stolen by Jace Teakin. Picked up off the floor by Andre. Nick Andre going to pull up from about seven around and down for Nick Andre. He has four. Off the steal from Andre, or the steal from Teakin, excuse me, the bucket to Andre. 12-8, Tornadoes lead with the ball. On the right wing with Wyatt Shirley. Top of the key between the circles to Frederick. Into the hands of Gideon. On the curl, Shirley left block, kicks it back. Joukowsky, open three, got it. Sean Joukowsky has seven in the quarter as Taylor finally gets a three ball to go. 15-8, Tornadoes. Here's Andre on the left wing. Into the triple threat across the floor to Vogel. Drake puts it on the deck, gets into the paint, cut off, back to Andre. Nick in the corner to Matouche. Gavin will give it right back to Andre. He is well behind the line there, an air ball. He was 5 feet beyond the line, saved by Teakin. And we're going to get a foul on Taylorville, I do believe. Yes, Teakin went for that ball. They're going to say that Sean Joukowsky blocked him out. Can't do that. So that'll be the first on Joukowsky, fourth team foul on Taylorville. And it keeps the ball with Hillsborough on their baseline. Vogel out as Dylan Smale is checked in, 5'8 sophomore. Teakin to throw in. He will lob it out to Smale, top of the key. Dylan leaves it for Matouche on the left wing. Gavin, little jab step. He wants the three, left it short. Rebound to Frederick for Taylorville. He gets it off to Markwell. Into the hands of Gideon. He drives right side. Cut off on the spin. Stripped away. It's going to be last touched by Hillsborough. Taylorville ball on the baseline, front court, out of bounds. 93 seconds for the opening quarter. Joukowsky looking. Gets it in at the last moment to Wyatt Shirley. He'll bring it back between the circles out near midcourt and reset. Left wing it goes to Raiden Gideon. Gideon on the left wing, top of the key it goes to Frederick. On the curl, Joukowsky counted and the foul. 9 first quarter points for Sean Joukowsky. So he got to a spot off that curl, then absorbed the contact and finished the play. A chance for the old-fashioned three, and Jovanzo wants a timeout. A minute 19 for the first quarter. Taylorville leading Hillsborough 17-8. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. The last foul on Hillsborough, credited to Dylan Smale, his first, team's third. It will send Sean Joukowsky to the line, and he cashes that free throw in. 10 first quarter points for Joukowsky. He's outdoing Hillsborough by himself. 18-8 Tornadoes. 70 seconds first quarter. Here's Vogel. Left side of the key, rises for three and got it again. Drake Vogel's second triple of the quarter. He had a 4 triple quarter the other night against North Mac. 18-11. Went for the steal there, didn't get it. Almost picked it from behind by Gideon. As Taylorville maintains, here's Shirley. Gets it off to Bryce Frederick. Into the hands of Raiden Gideon. Top of the key between the circles to Joukowsky. Off it goes to Shirley. Between the legs of midcourt into the hands of Gideon. 40 seconds for the opening quarter. Man-to-man for the Toppers. Out front with Markwell. Puts it on the deck once. Leaves it back for Wyatt Shirley. Shirley right side of the floor out near midcourt. Brings it back between the circles now. Half a minute for the opening quarter. On the left wing, Frederick. Back between the circles it goes to Joukowsky. Taylorville holding for the final shot. Shirley gives the clock behind him a quick peek. 18 seconds for the quarter. Taylorville's defense and tempo has owned the quarter. Now a 5-second count. Shirley not moving towards the basket. And I think that was Andre with the pressure defense there. Third turnover on Taylorville. It's just hard to run a minute or so off at the end of a quarter. Just hard to do. 11 seconds for the quarter. Now the Toppers can get the final look. They trail by 7. Vogel across the timeline with 6. Gets a ball screen with 5. Oh, pocket picked by Wyatt Shirley. Racing at the clock. Layup is good at the buzzer for Wyatt Shirley. That's a big one. After 8 minutes, it is Taylorville 20, Hillsboro 11. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Costly turnover at the end of the first quarter there for the Toppers. Instead of maybe being down seven or less, a steal and then a layup at the buzzer for Wyatt Shirley stretches it out to a nine-point game as we start the second quarter. And Taylorville gets the basketball first, and they turn it over. Wyatt Shirley looking for the backdoor feed to Frederick that time, but Bryce was not cutting to the basket as hard as Wyatt Shirley anticipated. That'll go down as the fourth Taylorville turnover. Matouche at the foul line. Gets a screen, puts it on the deck, back to Vogel. Quick trigger on the three, got it again. Drake Vogel is hot today. He's got nine, all from beyond the arc, 20-14. He's shooting the Toppers right back into this ball game. Up front with Dylan Brown, who checked in at the quarter for Taylorville. He's a 5'8 sophomore. Also on back on the floor, Tyler Heimsness for Taylorville. Into the hands of Shirley. Top of the key with Heimsness. On the right wing, Gideon. He wants the three, left it short. Rebound tapped around. Shirley has it. Bounce pass across the lane. Heimsness off the window. It's good. Tyler Heimsness first bucket. Offensive rebound courtesy of Wyatt Shirley. Here's Vogel. Pulls up left elbow. Left that one a little bit short. And the rebound down to Taylorville. Here comes Shirley. Heimsness. Quick trigger. Three. Yes. Out of the right corner. Tyler Heimsness knocks down the three ball. He has five straight points. And just like that, 25-14 Taylorville. 6:40 for the first half. Smale, dangerous pass, almost stolen by Heimsness. Into the hands of Tekin in the left corner. Hands off to Matouche. Gavin Matouche, top of the key with Smale. Right wing with Vogel. Drake Vogel to the foul line. Hand off to Tekin. Jace rises, right elbow too strong. And the rebound for Taylorville and Bryce Frederick. Quick outlet, Gideon attacks, wave it off. They're going to get it for steps. It's that borderline Eurostep jump stop travel. That time they got him for the travel. Fifth turnover on Taylorville. Andre back on the floor for Hillsboro along with Dylan McCamick. Matouche out and Bellever out. 25-14 Taylorville leading. Toppers have the ball. 6:10 first half. Here's Vogel. Finds Tekin on the curl. Reverse layup is good for Jace. Tekin's first bucket off the nice find from Drake Vogel. 6 minutes, first half, 25-16. Taylorville with the lead and the ball. First game here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational in 2020. Here's a three for Shirley. No good, too strong. Rebound down to Smale. Dylan wants to push. Long pass ahead to Vogel. Drake counted and the fouls. He went up strong off the left side. 11 for Vogel and a free throw coming. That makes it 25-18 Taylorville, and a chance for the Toppers to cut in even more. Painter Ramsey next here at Litchfield, then Triad Mount Zion at 5:30. Triad's the top seed. Mount Zion, before last year, had won three straight here at Litchfield. Check that, had won two straight before that here at Litchfield. As the free throw rattles down for Drake Vogel, he has a dozen. Makes it 25-19. Taylorville leading, Toppers hanging around. Yeah, Mount Zion won it all in 2017 and 2018. They beat Taylorville in 18 in the title game, and then last year Taylorville beat Nokomis for the championship. Here's Bergschneider for three. Got it. Jace Bergschneider off the dribble handoff has his first three ball. He has five. A 10-point lead for Taylorville. Here's Andre, drives baseline, forces it up and in. Wow. Tough angle, all sorts of contact, and Andre powers his way through. Now a steal by Smale. Taylorville tried that long outlet pass into the front court. Here's McCamick. Between the circles, the Vogel. 5:05 first half. 8-point Taylorville lead. Boy, it feels like it's more than that, the way this game has gone. If you weren't looking at the scoreboard, you would think Taylorville was up by about 15. Topper turnover. Here comes Bergschneider. Left-hand layup good. Got past two Toppers there. 7 points for Bergschneider. Very smooth with the offhand. Back to a 10-point Taylorville lead. Andre, skip pass in the corner. Smale for three. Missed it, and the rebound down to Frederick. Long outlet pass to midcourt. Oh, Gideon, the lead pass to Bergschneider off the window. It's good. Taylorville playing with great pace here in the first half. Vogel tries to knife his way through three defenders, and he's fouled. What a pass from Raiden Gideon. He took the feed at midcourt and then all in one motion with his left hand right across the floor to a streaking Bergschneider for the layup. That was pretty. Dylan McCambe going to check out for the Toppers. Brock Belliver back on the floor. In it goes to Vogel, right back to Smale. Dylan Smale lost the handle, lost the ball, picked up off the floor by Bergsteiner. Up and down for the easy deuce. 11 for Jace, 9 in the quarter, and Joe Vanzo needs a timeout. Just like that, it's a 14-point game. 4:21 for the first half. Taylorville leading Hillsboro 34-20. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsboro has the ball, trailing 34-21. Now the scoreboard reads. In the left corner, Andre. Skip pass to Tekin. In the corner to Smale. Dylan Smale, long cross-court pass, ill-advised, stolen by Bergsteiner. Up and down for the easy deuce. 13 for Jace Bergsteiner, 11 in the quarter. Toppers trying long, lazy passes, and Taylorville is eating it up for lunch. 36-21, long pass in the front court to Smale, didn't catch it cleanly, and now going to get a jump ball as Smale able to tie up Joukowsky, and the Toppers will keep it on the arrow. Break there for Hillsboro. 3:50 first half. Going to be talking with Litchfield boys head coach Drew Logan at the half, as the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational just underway here in 2020. Topper ball into the hands of Drake Vogel. He comes across the timeline, picks up his dribble in a real bad spot, tried to bounce it off of Gideon, goes right to Shirley up and down for the easy deuce. 4 for Wyatt Shirley. And that's kind of the way it's gone the last couple minutes for the Toppers. This has gotten out of hand quickly. 38-21. Here's Tekin in the corner. Belliver, quick trigger 3. Yes, for Brock Belliver. He's been struggling to find his shot so far this year, but he cans that one. Shirley, touch pass in the corner. Here's a 3-ball, no good for John Heberling, but the offensive rebound out to Heberling. He'll try it again. No. Offensive rebound, Bergsteiner, put back. No. And Tekin with the rebound for the Toppers. Taylorville's been owning the boards here in the first half. Jace crosses over in the corner. Belliver, can he get 2 in a row? No. Around and out. Rebound tapped by Vogel, very nice, and he corrals it out at the volleyball spike line. 3 minutes first half, 38-24 Tornadoes. Here's Andre, drives baseline and a whistle and foul on the Tornadoes. It'll be the sixth team foul, baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. And I believe that's Bergsteiner, and if it is, it's Jace's third, yep. Actually, that is the seventh team foul, so it's going to be one in bonus for Hillsboro. Matouche back on the floor, Smale out. One in bonus for Nick Andre on the seventh team foul. Free throw is good for Andre. Nick's now 3 of 3 from the foul line. He has 7 points today. 2:54 for the first half. Second toss for Andre. Headed home. Around and out, no good, and the rebound to Taylorville. Here's Gideon. Lead pass, Bergsteiner. Nice catch, Heimsness off the window. It's good for Tyler Heimsness. He has 7. And Taylorville's been getting there all game long. The clock is not running. The clock is not running. It's still at 2:54. The clock continues to not run. There it goes. Well, we are going to have about 10 to 15 extra seconds here in the first half. High post with Matouche. Gavin will turn and face, leaves for Vogel. He'll rise for 3, got it again. Drake Vogel with 15, and he knew that. As soon as he released it, he was into the back pedal. And now Ryan Brown wants a timeout. 2:39 first half. Taylorville leading Hillsboro 40-27. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Litchfield. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational action here on your Saturday afternoon. Taylorville leading Hillsboro 40-27. As the Tornadoes have the basketball in the front court with Raiden Gideon in the right corner with Tyler Heimsness. Picks up the dribble, top of the key it goes to Wyatt Shirley. Man-to-man defense for Hillsboro. Here's Heimsness on the curl. Nice ball fake, rises up and puts it in hard of the lane. 9 for Tyler Heimsness, all here in the second quarter. 42-27, Tornadoes leading. Out front with Jace Tekin near midcourt on the dribble with the right hand. He wants someone to come and get the basketball. Jace needs to be careful, and there's a 5-second count. Tekin was motioning for Vogel to come and get the ball, but no one was coming. Toppers got a 5-second count on defense earlier in the game. Now the Tornadoes return the favor. Inside of 2 minutes, first half, 42-27, Taylorville leading with the ball. Out front with Dylan Brown, right side of the key to Frederick. Left side of the key now with Himesness. In the left corner to Dylan Brown. Brown off to Wyatt Shirley. On the dribble, back towards midcourt he goes. Gets around Andre. Attacks, underhand shovel. Himesness off the window. It's good. 11 for Tyler Himesness off the great penetration from Wyatt Shirley. Here's Vogel across the timeline for Drake. Gets to the left elbow, kicks out to Bellever. Brock puts it on the deck, back to Tekin. 80 seconds for the half. Jace rises up, around and down for Jace Tekin. His second field goal. He has 4 points. 15-point lead for Taylorville, 44-29. 70 seconds first half. Himesness again to the rim, fouled this time, and free throws coming. Hillsborough's not been able to keep Tyler Himesness out of the lane. He's been hurting him all game long in that painted area. 71 seconds for the first half. Free throw for Himesness, the 6'4 senior. It's good. A dozen for Tyler Himesness. That makes it 46-29. He'll get his second toss here. Free throw is good. So now 13 for Himesness, all in the quarter. Bergschneider has 13 for the game, 11 in the quarter. Here's Vogel across the timeline. Into the right corner. Went between his legs. Pocket picked by Wyatt Shirley. Here come the Tornadoes with Shirley. He weaves his way down the lane, then missed the layup. Late contest by the Toppers. And now Tekin can't handle it coming out as he was being guarded there by Gideon. As soon as Jace put it on the ground, Gideon knocked it away off of Tekin out of bounds. So Taylorville ball on the baseline. They line everybody up along the baseline. Oh, beautiful out-of-bounds set. Cross screen. Gideon wide open. Lays it up and in. 8 for Raiden Gideon. Toppers just lost sight of Gideon there. He couldn't have been more wide open on the out-of-bounds piece. 45 seconds first half. 48-29 Taylorville. Here's Matouche on the right wing. Puts it on the deck. Spins right block. Gets front of the rim. Left hand. It rattled out. Oh, boy. Rebound taken away by Matouche. Goes to Vogel, can't get it, and now Shirley corrals it for Taylorville. See if the Tornadoes can hold for the final shot here. 23 seconds. They tried to hold for the final minute of the first quarter, turned it over with 10 seconds. This is a much more manageable amount of time here to run off. 14 seconds for the half. Here's Shirley, top of the key. Gideon wants the three ball straight on, rattled out, no good. Andre with the rebound, he has time with 5. Midcourt with 3. To the rim, yes, for Nick Andre. He has 9, and that's the half. So a good job by Nick Andre to push the pace. And at the end of one half of play, here in the opening game at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational, it is defending champion Taylorville 48, Hillsborough 31. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI. Welcome back to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Just about set for the start of the third quarter. Taylorville leading Hillsborough 48-32 at the half. In case you're curious, the tournament record for points in a single game, 103 by Effingham St. Anthony all the way back in 1971. That game against those really good Lincolnwood teams. The score of that game, by the way, was 103-86 back in 1971. So Taylorville, how high will they go here this afternoon in the opening game of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational? They were led in that first half by Tyler Himesness and Jace Bergschneider, 13 points apiece, 10 for Sean Jakowski, 8 for Raiden Gideon, 4 points for Wyatt Shirley. Tornadoes hit 3 triples. They were 3 of 3 from the foul line, unofficially 6 turnovers. For the Toppers, 10 turnovers in the first half. Drake Vogel, 15 points on 3 triples, 9 points for Nick Andre, 4 points for Jace Tekin, 4 points for Brock Bellever. 4 threes in the half, 5 of 8 from the foul line were the Toppers. Tornadoes get it to start the second half. On the attack with Luke Markwell. He leaves it back for Sean Jakowski. Out into the hands of Wyatt Shirley. Shirley right down the heart of the lane, rejected by Andre from behind. It's going to be out of bounds off of Taylorville's Sean Jakowski. Good job by Andre. Man, he can really get off the floor in a hurry. Toppers have Dylan McCamick, Jace Tekin, the aforementioned Nick Andre, Drake Vogel, and Gavin Matouche on the floor. A 16-point hole for the Toppers. Vogel, quick trigger 3, missed it, and the rebound down to Taylorville and Tyler Heimsness. Heimsness into the front court himself. Gets to the top of the key. Cut off there by Matouche. Left wing to Luke Markwell. Down on the block to Gideon. Bergschneider not on the floor to start the third quarter after picking up three fouls. The third one came late in that first half. Here's Heimsness. His pass deflected right back to him by Matouche. Into the hands of Wyatt Shirley. He pulls it out near the midcourt circle. Left wing with Gideon. On the curl, that is Markwell. In the corner, here's a three headed home. That is short from Joukowsky. Offensive rebound, Shirley is good. Six for Wyatt Shirley. And that has been a consistent theme for Taylorville today. They have owned the boards. Andre down to Matouche. Good position for Gavin. Blocked away by Joukowsky. Heimnes came over with the challenge as well. Lead pass, Gideon, step through, layup good. 10 for Raiden Gideon. Man, Taylorville plays fast. 52-32. Here is Matouche. That's going to be offensive. Yep. He lowered his shoulder right in to Sean Joukowsky. 11th turnover on the Toppers for Matouche. That'll be his first personal foul, first team foul on Hillsborough here in the third quarter. Markwell stood in, took the charge, and he paid the price for that one. Landed hard on his elbow. Matouche will check out. Brock Beliver back in. That foul of Matouche was actually his second. 52-32, Taylorville leading. First game here in the 2020 Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Top of the key with Joukowsky. Left wing with Shirley. Top of the key it goes to Raiden Gideon. Gideon on the right wing to Joukowsky. On the curl, finds Shirley. Return pass to Joukowsky. Stripped and fouled on the way up. Two free throws for Sean Joukowsky. They're going to get... Let's see. Vogel with the personal. That is Drake's second. Free throw for Joukowsky is good. 11 points for Joukowsky. Four tornadoes into double figures. 53-32 tornadoes. Toss good for Joukowsky. He has a dozen now. 54-32 Taylorville leading. Inside of 6 minutes for the third quarter. Jace Teakin out front. Leaves it for Andre on the left wing. Nick puts it on the deck, gets into the paint, stripped and fouled on the way up. Free throws for Nick Andre. He got tangled up with Luke Markwell as he came down. Markwell took the worst of that. He's limping around a little bit now. The foul goes to Joukowsky, his second. Free throws for Nick Andre. 9 points in the game for Andre. Make it 10. Nick Andre now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Tornadoes led 48-31 at the half. Free throw for Andre, good. Nick gets the pair. 20-point Taylorville lead. On the left wing with Markwell. Down on the block, Heimsness attacks, missed it. Rebound tapped around, and we got a whistle and foul coming out. It's on Hillsborough. They're going to get Brock Beliver with the personal. On the left wing with Shirley. Return pass. Heimsness for a corner three. He got it. Tyler Heimsness has 16 points for the Tornadoes. 57-34. Jace had his pocket picked clean. Up for the dunk. Gideon missed it. Put back Heimsness. No. And he'll get two free throws. Raiden Gideon at 6 foot thought, what the heck, I'll go for the dunk. He did not get it. Good hustle, though, by Taylor. We've seen that a number of times from Taylorville today, hustling back, assuming nothing. The foul, the fourth of the half on Hillsborough at the free throw line, Tyler Heimsness. Free throw, good. Heimsness with 17 points. We'll be right back here on Monday. Nokomis McGivney at 6, Hillsborough Litchfield at 7:30. Both those games live Monday night right here on FM 106 from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Heimsness makes the second free throw. He has 18. The ball got thrown in quickly, but Taylorville had Jace Bergschneider at the table to check in. So he will be allowed to come into the ballgame. Markwell is out. 59-34, Taylorville in control. Hillsboro basketball, 5:20, third quarter. Fighting Illini basketball, they're in right now on 105.3 The Ox, hosting Northwestern today. 4 o'clock tip there in Champaign. Top of the key with Andre. Nick rises up, hangs from 14, and rattles it down. Nick Andre has 13 for the game. He can really hang in the air. Top of the key, Jakowski leaves it off for Jace Bergschneider on the right wing with Wyatt Shirley. On the curl, Gideon raises up off the window, missed it. Rebound, Bergschneider, follow, no. Jace gets it again, no, but he's fouled. Relentless on the glass are the Taylorville Tornadoes. They'll get Jace Teakin on the personal. Fifth team foul already on the Toppers. We're not even halfway through the third quarter. Free throws for Bergschneider, the 6-foot senior. Toss good. Jace has 14 points. Gavin Matouche back on the floor for Hillsboro, replacing Dylan McCamick. 60-36. Taylorville looking to snap their 5-game slide. That free throw rattles out no, and the rebound down to the Toppers. Here comes Hillsboro. Matouche in the backcourt. He'll leave it off for Teakin. Still in the backcourt. Now a pass across the timeline to Smale. Gets it off to Matouche in the corner to Bellinger. Bellinger leaves it off for Teakin. Here's Nick Andre now in the right corner, sizing up Jakowski. Gets to the front of the rim and draws the foul. Two more free throws for Nick Andre. Second foul of the half on Taylorville. And it will go on Tyler Heimsness. 4:31, third quarter. This is a Pool C game. Taylorville the 3 seed, Hillsboro the 11 seed. First game of the tournament. Andre's toss is good. 14 points for Nick Andre. Taylorville substitution, Heimsness out, and Bryce Frederick back in, the 6'2 sophomore. Second free throw for Andre is good. He gets the pair. He has 15. He's making a killing at the foul line in this ball game. 60-38, Tornadoes lead. Here's Bergschneider, fakes the handoff, spins baseline back middle, missed it. Good defense by Teakin, and Teakin pulls down the rebound. Long pass ahead to Andre. Nick rises up and puts it down off the baseline for Nick Andre. He has 17. It's a 20-point Taylorville lead. So we approach the midway point of the third quarter. Top of the key with Frederick. Here's Bergschneider on the attack, stripped but fouled. Two free throws for Jace Bergschneider. That foul is the 6th team foul on Hillsboro, and they will get Dylan Smale on the personal. Back to the free throw line goes Jace Bergschneider. He has 14 points for the game. He's 1 of 2 at the foul line. This toss, no good. Here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational at Litchfield. First game of the tournament. Painter Ramsey next. Triad Mount Zion at 5:30. McGivney and Gateway Legacy at 7. Bergschneider gets 1 out of 2. He has 15 for the game. Full court pressure from the Tornadoes. Toppers handle it nicely. Long pass in the front court to Jace Teakin. Teak drives baseline. Bounce past the Bolivar. Gets it back to Matouche. Gavin Matouche had it stripped away. Got it back. Good active hands there from Jakowski. Taylorville seated in a zone piece now, trying to protect against some of the fouling problems. Here's Teakin. Drives baseline, rises up, can't get it to go. Good contestant there from Bryce Frederick. Here comes Bergschneider, coast to coast. He is fouled at the rim. And free throws once again for Jace Bergschneider. The foul on Nick Andre. But whether it's miss or make, Taylorville is looking to move quickly. One long pass into the front court, and they're going. Bergschneider knocks down the free throw. 16 for Jace Bergschneider. 3:32 for the third quarter. 62-40, Taylorville. Second free throw for Bergschneider is good. He gets the pair. 17 now for Bergschneider. Taylorville falls back into more of a three-quarters court pressure now. They fall back into their half-court zone. Here's Andre on the attack, whistle, and foul. Both teams ultra-aggressive attacking the rim. A lot of fouls in this ball game.
for Taylorville. They're going to get the foul on Cole Repsher, who's just checked in. Repsher, a 5'11 junior. They're going to call that foul on the floor, just the third team foul, so baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. It'll be Smale to throw in. Finds Vogel. Quick trigger, left corner pocket three. Yes, for Drake Vogel. He's feeling it today. 18 for Drake. 63-43 Taylorville. 3:15 third quarter. Here's Bergschneider. Spins on Vogel to the middle, lays it up and in. Nice move. Jace Bergschneider with 19. Good body control right there. 65-43. Taylorville leading. Here's Vogel. Kicks to Andre. Open for three. Got it. Nick Andre has 20 for the game. Off the three ball out of the left corner. 65-46 Taylorville. Vogel went for the steal. Nearly got it. Now the ball's jarred loose in the backcourt. Off of Taylorville out of bounds. It is Hillsboro ball. Great hustle from Drake Vogel. Knocked it away from Repsher. And then on the dive, knocked it off of Repsher. He will check out. Raiden Gideon back on the floor. And Ryan Brown wants a timeout. 2:50 for the third quarter. Taylorville leading Hillsboro 65-46. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Following the timeout, Toppers have the ball. Matush has his shot rejected. Gets it back, puts it on the floor, and it's ripped away by Sean Jakowski. Off to Gideon. Got too far under the backboard. It went off the bottom side of the backboard. Picked up by Vogel. That was odd looking. Here comes Andre quickly. Crosses over, rises up, and he's fouled. Four free throws for Nick Andre. They will get Jakowski on the personal. It'll be his third. Fouls mounting up on both sides. Already 11 team fouls in the quarter, and we have 2:23 left in the third. Free throw for Andre is good. 21 for Nick Andre. Free throw is good. 22 now for Nick Andre. 65-48 Taylorville, 2:15 third quarter. Topper still in man-to-man defense. On the right wing with Wyatt Shirley. Top of the key it goes to Frederick. On the left wing now downloaded Jakowski. Left-hand finish good. Sean Jakowski has 14 off the fine from Bergschneider. Boy, the ball movement is crisp. These Taylorville kids, they can finish with either hand at the rim. Down to Matush. Counted, and the foul went right into the chest of Bryce Frederick. For Gavin, his first bucket, and he earned that one. He'll have a chance for the three-point play. Fifth team foul on Taylorville. And for Frederick, his first personal. Jace Teakin will check back in for the Toppers. Nick Andre will get a breather. A minute 57 for quarter number three. Free throw for Gavin Matush. Toss is good. So Gavin gets the old-fashioned three. 67-51. Taylorville leading with the ball. A minute 50, third quarter. On the right wing with Gideon. Top of the key with Frederick. Into the hands of Bergschneider. Finds Gideon on the curl at the foul line. Spins middle. Fades it. Hits. Nice move. Raiden Gideon. He has a dozen. The defense was solid that time for the Toppers. Just better offense. Vogel crosses over. Rises up. Tough shot. And Drake got it to go. 20 for Drake Vogel. Taylorville right back at you quickly. Jump stop. Gideon in front of the rim. Lays it up and in. 14 for Gideon. Well, you have to get back in a hurry against this Taylorville squad. Teakin in the corner for three. Yes. Jace Teakin knocks down the three ball. And it's 71-53. Taylorville leading. 70 seconds, third quarter. 71-56. Taylorville leading after that Teakin three. Here's Gideon on the right wing. Left wing to Bergschneider. Into the final minute of the third quarter we go. Jakowski top of the key off to Shirley. On the right wing. Puts it on the deck. Cut off there. Left side of the key with Frederick. Back to Jakowski. Into the hands of Gideon. 45 seconds for the third quarter. Taylorville's led the entire way. Wyatt Shirley. Right side of the key. Into the triple threat position. Off to Frederick. Left corner. Gideon wants the three. Back rim. Hit the rim a second time. And the rebound down to Jace Teakin. Half a minute. Third quarter. Here comes Jace into the front court with a pass to Bellever. Brock Bellever back to Teakin. On the right wing with Dylan Smale. Back across the floor to Tekin. 20 seconds, third quarter. Brock Beliver. Vogel going backdoor, ill-advised, stolen by Shirley. Here's Gideon. Ahead to Bergschneider. Layup is good. Chase Bergschneider now with 21. Clock again is not running. Now it's running. Here's Bergschneider in the corner. Beliver for three. Got it. Brock Beliver knocks down the three. He has 7 4 seconds. Into the hands of Bergschneider to midcourt. Lets it fly and got inside the arc. And it did not go. The clock is stopping after a made bucket here in the final minute. That is not how it works in high school. So something's awry down at the scorer's table. After three, it is Taylorville 71, Hillsboro 56. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Wild third quarter, 25-25. The score in the third, Taylorville leads 73-56 as we start the fourth. Hillsboro hit four threes in the third. Taylorville hit a pair. Toppers get the basketball to start the fourth, and Andre loses the handle out front, bounce it right off his foot. Picked up by Gideon, races down the right side, fades away, rejected by Vogel. He never saw him. Here comes Tekin, fast break, and counted in the foul for Jace Tekin. He's got 9, went right into the chest of Sean Jakowski. That'll be his fourth, and it will send Tekin to the free throw line with 7:38 to play in the ballgame. For Jace, that is his 9th point of the ball game. As a substitution at the table for Taylorville, it will be Bryce Frederick checking in, replacing Jakowski. At the free throw line, the 6'2 junior, Jace Tekin, and now we've got some confusion. The officials headed to the table. Not sure what they are inquiring about here. Right now, Hillsboro has Matouche, Andre, Tekin, Vogel, and Smale on the floor. Taylorville with Bergschneider, Gideon, Heimsness, Shirley, and Frederick. Whatever it was, we're ready to go now. Free throw for Tekin is good. Jace completes the old-fashioned three-point play. He's into double figures with 10. And again, the clock is not running. I am not sure what is going on, but that's about the fourth time today the clock has not run. Officials on it. They stop play. A few seconds tick off to catch up. The scoreboard's wrong right now, too. It says 73-62. That is not right. It should be 73-59, I do believe. 7:34 for the ball game. Into the hands of Bergschneider. Jace Bergschneider across the timeline being checked by Jace Tekin. Left side of the key it goes to Shirley. Right side of the key now with Frederick. Off to Gideon, left side of the key. High above his head in surveys. 7:15 for the ball game. Heimsness down low underneath, finds Shirley. What a pass from Heimsness. Threaded the needle from the right side of the key all the way down to the right block. Here's Vogel. Gets into the paint. Nice slip pass to Matouche off the window. It's good for Gavin. He has 5. Scoreboard says 75-64. I don't think that's right. 6:55 for the ball game. Into the hands of Frederick. Here's Bergschneider. Deep three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Andre. And he gets tripped up by Heimsness. The official wanted to let that go, but once Andre lost his footing and hit the deck, he had to call the foul. Taylorville is now over the limit, so we'll walk to the other end for free throws. Scoreboard says 75-64. It was 73-56 after three. Free throw for Andre is good. Nick Andre now with 23 points. I think it should be 75-62. Unless the scoreboard was wrong at the end of the third quarter. Next break, I'll have to add up my point totals. Free throw for Andre is no good. Offensive rebound, Matouche, and he's fouled on the putback. If that's on Heimsness, he's out. He was in the area, and I think it was. It is. Tyler Heimsness going to foul out of this ball game with 6:41 to play. He will foul out with 18 points. Gavin Matush at the free throw line. 5 points for Matush, all coming here in the second half. Free throw for Gavin is good. 75-66, so says the scoreboard here at Simmons. 6:41 to play. But Toppers were down by over 20 at one point in this second half. Free throw is good. 7 for Matush. 75-67, Taylorville. Clock running, 6.5 for the ball game. Down low, Bergschneider, rejected and fouled by Andre. Boy, Nick wound up like a top that time and got his money's worth. Two free throws for Jace Bergschneider. Bergschneider, 21 points for the ball game. Free throw is good. 22 now for Bergschneider. This to get it back to a double-digit game. Free throw, good. 23 for Jace Bergschneider. Now the Toppers throw it away on the inbound. Picked up by Wyatt Shirley. Shirley attacks, layup good. 10 for Wyatt Shirley. And just like that, back to 13 for Taylorville. 79-67, 6:15 for the ball game. Off to Matush. Smale, right corner three. Got it. Dylan Smale has his first bucket. Here comes Bergschneider racing into the front court. Tekin right in his hip pocket. Jay spins, and he's going to be called for steps. Bergschneider a little bit out of control that time, trying to do a little bit too much. 6 minutes for the game. 79-69, and now they just put another point up on the board for Hillsborough. 79-70. Some strange happenings going down at the scorer's table here in the opening game of the 2020 Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Been several times the clock hasn't run. Here's Vogel, rises up, left it a little bit short. Rebound picked up off the floor by Gideon, and he is fouled with 5:37 to play in the ball game. They're going to get Jace Tekin on the foul and will walk to the other end. Four free throws. Been a lot of fouls in this game. Taylorville at the free throw line entering this fourth quarter was 10 out of 13. So they're 12 out of 15 now for the game. At the free throw line, it will be Raiden Gideon, the 6-foot senior. High scoring game here to begin the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Free throw for Gideon, no good. Rebound down to Andre for the Toppers. Here comes Nick, gets into the paint, raises up, and almost got it to go. He'll get free throws. That puppy hit the rim a couple different times, hung there for a moment, then fell off. The foul on Jakowski will be his fifth. So two Taylorville starters have fouled out. Jace Bergschneider, who picked up three fouls in the first half, still sitting on three personals. A lot of time left in this ball game. 5:31 to play. 79-70 Taylorville. Two free throws for Nick Andre. He has 23 for the ball game. Toss, good. Hillsborough hanging around, down 8. Second free throw for Nick Andre. The toss is short, and the rebound down to Bergschneider for Taylorville. He's racing into the front court, all the way to the rim, pushed from behind, and Bergschneider will have two more free throws. But the Tornadoes are just relentless with their pace. You can't get back fast enough if you're playing them. Jace Bergschneider has 23 points for the ball game. He just knocked down a pair of free throws moments ago. That free throw gives Taylorville 80 points for the game. Bergschneider has 24. Only had two after the first quarter. Second free throw is short, and the rebound down to Tekin. 9-point Taylorville lead. Jace in the backcourt spins away from trouble off to Vogel. Drake lost the handle, tipped around off of Taylorville. Topper's fortunate there. The ball bounced right off of Vogel's foot, deflected down into the painted area, and then that was Bryce Frederick, just could not handle it cleanly like a hot potato. Dylan Schmale gets it in to Vogel. Off to Andre. Nick Andre rises up from 15, left it short. Rebound tapped around. Andre picks it up on his backside. New possession. Tekin for three, left it short. And on the rebound, we've got a foul on Nick Andre. He came crashing down hard, and he'll get called for over the back. 4:59 to play in the ball game. 80-71 Taylorville, and will take the slow walk to the other end for two free throws. That's the 10th team foul, so it's double bonus the rest of the way for the Tornadoes. At the free throw line, Luke Markwell. The toss is short. Markwell yet to score in the ball game. Brock Belliver returns for the Toppers. He will replace Nick Andre. Nick just picked up his fourth foul, so Toppers can ill afford to have Andre foul out. Taylorville's already had two starters foul out, Sean Jakowski and Tyler Heimsness. 80-71 Taylorville. One more free throw for Luke Markwell, the 5'11 sophomore. Free throw is good for Markwell. He gets one out of two. Back to a 10-point lead for Taylorville. Dylan Brown returns for the Tornadoes, replacing Markwell. Brown's a 5'8 sophomore. Ramsey Pena next here at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Triad Mount Zion will follow at 5:30. Father McGivney and Gateway Legacy at 7. 81-71 Taylorville. Inside of 5 minutes for the game. Dangerous cross-court pass stolen by Bryce Frederick. That is not going to work against this Taylorville outfit. Into the hands of Bergschneider. Bounce pass across the head of the key to Wyatt Shirley. Into the hands of Frederick, right side of the key. Left wing with Brown. Dylan Brown on the left wing now to Wyatt Shirley. Back to Bergschneider. Jace spins, gets to the front of the rim with a finger roll. 26 for Jace Bergschneider. 83-71, Taylorville leading. 4:20 ball game. Here's Smale. Vogel tried to get off a three, but Gideon closed out. Here's Drake, left wing, bounce pass to Matouche. On the baseline to Belliver, back to Vogel for three. Boy, Drake's locked in right now. 23 for Drake Vogel. That is his fifth three of the night. No. Yep, fifth three. No, sixth three. Six threes for Vogel. Bergschneider on the attack, lost the handle, but it goes right to Raiden Gideon on the baseline. 3:50 to play ball game. 83-74 Taylorville. The lane opens up. Shirley attacks, lays it up and in. No one was home for the Toppers in the middle of the lane. A dozen for Wyatt Shirley. Dangerous pass to Matouche, almost stolen by Shirley. Here's Gavin on the attack, tipped out off of Hillsborough. Thought that ball was tipped by Taylorville. The official says no. 18th Hillsborough turnover. 85-74 Tornadoes. 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Now Taylorville will take their time. Bergschneider will walk the ball into the front court. That doesn't happen very often. Here's Gideon, back to Jace. Middle of the lane, rises up, hit on the release, no call. Rebound down to Matouche. Off to Smale, long pass front court, Belliver. Back to Smale, Dylan. That pass is tipped away, going to be saved. Nope, Shirley's out of bounds. Good hustle by Wyatt Shirley, did all he could do, but he just ran out of real estate in front of the scorer's table. 3:07 to play, 85-74. Taylorville leading Hillsborough. Belliver out, Nick Andre returns for the Toppers. 30-07 to play. In it goes to Dylan Smale in the backcourt for the Toppers. Dylan Smale, high post to Matouche. Gavin Matouche turns, faces, rises around and down for 15 for Gavin Matouche. 9 now for Gavin. 85-76 Taylorville, inside of 3 minutes to play. Here's Gideon. Down to Bergschneider. He draws another foul. Back to the free throw line goes Jace Bergschneider. They list him at 6 foot tall, but man, he plays a lot bigger and stronger than that. Does a great job to get good positioning, and he knows what to do with that good positioning. Free throw for Bergschneider is good. 27 for Jace Bergschneider. After he had just two in the opening quarter. Was riddled with foul trouble in that first half as well. Second toss good for Bergschneider. Give him 28 for the game. 87-76 Taylorville, 2:40 left in the ball game. Opening game with a Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational here at Litchfield. Come on out and enjoy some hoops today and then all the next week. Good basketball on the docket. Here's Andre. Leaves it off for Smale. Right back to Andre. Poked away by Shirley. Man, they are active defensively. Everything challenged. Andre crosses over in the corner. Smale open for three. Missed it too strong in the rebound down to Raiden Gideon for Taylorville. He'll get it off to Bergschneider. We approach the two-minute mark, and now a reach-in foul on Tekin in the backcourt. Went for the wraparound steal there. And back to the free throw line goes Bergschneider. Fourth personal foul on Jace Tekin. At the free throw line, Jace Bergschneider sitting on 28 for the ball game. The toss is no good. Fighting Illini basketball right now on 105.3 The Ox. They will tip at the top of the hour. Illinois hosting Northwestern today. Free throw for Bergschneider, good. 29 for Jace Bergschneider. 88-76 Taylorville. High scoring game to start the Invitational. A steal by Bergschneider off the Smale pass, and then Jace is fouled right at midcourt. More free throws. 2:01 to play in the ball game. This game taking a long, long time with all the fouls. 2:01 to play. And Bergschneider sitting on 29 points, looking for 30. Toss is good. Hit the front rim and drop down. 30 points for Jace Bergschneider. Taylorville, your defending tournament champions. The top seed in Pool C. 31 for Jace Bergschneider. 90-76 Tornadoes inside of 2 minutes. Here is Matouche at the left elbow. He will turn, face around and out this time. Bergschneider, long pass to Gideon. Rejected and fouled by Matouche. 106 seconds to play and more free throws. It'll be Raiden Gideon to the foul line this time. Gideon for the day, 14 points. He is 0 of 1 at the charity stripe. Free throw for Gideon is good. 15 now for Raiden Gideon. 106 seconds to play. Free throw, good. Both tosses for Gideon, he has 16. 92-76 Taylorville, 100 seconds left. Give the Toppers credit. They hung tough and battled here today. At one point, they were down by more than 20. Here's Tekin for three, left it a little bit short, rebound down to Jace Bergschneider. He will slow it up now, 85 seconds to play. Jace into the front court for Taylorville, being checked by Jace Tekin. Jace spells his name with a C, Tekin that is. Jace Bergschneider spells Jace with an S. That pass is tipped by Smale, out of bounds, off of Hillsborough, 68 seconds to play. You can find our complete broadcast schedule for tournament week next week online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll be back here in Litchfield on Monday. Nokomis Father McGivney at 6, and then it will be Litchfield and Hillsborough following at 7:30. Both games Monday right here on WSMI FM 106. Then off to the Macoupin County Tournament Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Into the final minute, 92-76 Taylorville. An impressive offensive display from the Tornadoes here to open up the 2020 Rick McGraw Invitational. Gideon down low to Brown. Cut off there. Kicks it out to Bergschneider. Ball fakes the three. Taylorville doesn't need to shoot it again. 35 seconds for the game. Poked away, but Bergschneider gets it back. Dumps it down to Shirley off the window. It's good. Wyatt Shirley with 14. Here's Vogel for three. Missed it this time. And the rebound down to Frederick for Taylorville. 18 seconds to play. In the backcourt, the Tornadoes have it with Gideon. Here comes Gideon across the timeline. 10 seconds. That should wind up being our final score as the ball is knocked out of play with just 7 seconds left. 94-76 Taylorville. Wyatt Shuley to throw it in. He'll get it into Bergschneider, and that's it. 94-76. The defending champion Taylorville Tornadoes open up with an impressive victory over Hillsboro. 94-76. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. What an offensive display by Taylorville. They beat Hillsboro 94-76. Tornadoes led 20-11 after one. Outscored Hillsboro 28-20 in the second quarter to take a 48-31 halftime lead. 73-56 was the score after three, and then 94-76 is the final. Jace Bergschneider, 31 points for Taylorville, 16 points for Raiden Gideon, 14 points for Sean Jakowski, 14 points for Wyatt Shuley. Taylorville today 21 of 28 from the foul line. With the win, they snap their five-game losing streak and are 1-0 in pool play. With the loss, Toppers now 0-1 in pool play, 5-13 on the year. They were led today by Nick Andre with 24, 23 for Drake Vogel, 10 for Jace Teakin, 9 for Gavin Matouche, 7 for Brock Bellever, and 3 points for Dylan Smale. Hillsboro was 17 of 22 from the foul line. I had the Toppers for 19 turnovers, and that was a big problem for Hillsboro today. They had some lazy, long passes that the Tornadoes just ate up and turned into easy transition buckets. So game one of the 2020 Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational in the books. It goes to Taylorville, 94-76. Pena and Ramsey on the floor right now. They'll tip in about 12 minutes. Triad and Mount Zion coming up at 5:30. Father McGivney and Gateway Legacy at 7 o'clock. So we invite you to come on out to Simmons Gymnasium here for the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Three good games still on the schedule for today here at Simmons Gymnasium. Thanks to all the fine folks at Litchfield for their hospitality. AD Mark Elvers, head basketball coach Drew Logan, everyone associated with Litchfield, we thank them for their kindness every time we come into town. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. One game in the book here from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational that goes to Taylorville over Hillsboro, 94-76. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced this afternoon's action here on WSMI. I am Tim Eyes, and we say so long from the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational here at Litchfield.